staff practice is at capacity, then it's at capacity. So I asked what was the process for people who don't have access, and I was given the route that people who have a medical card can go. Now, if three practices don't have the capacity to take you, then the HSE will try to sort that out. So there's no such pathway for people, for private patients who don't have a medical card. And I think a great many people would be surprised to learn that they really don't have an entitlement to a GP service within their own area. And that may be no fault whatsoever of the GP practice. I'm sure that they're doing their best to facilitate people and turn nobody away. I was informed that there was process ongoing at the minute, reviewing all that at national level. That would involve the practices and the GPs and the different bodies. And I think we need to watch that with great interest. I don't know the numbers that exist who haven't got access. I have no idea.
Do you believe that there's a lot of people we're not hearing about, that there is effectively a large group of people out there here in Donegal in the Northwest that actually don't have a GP, and that is an issue that could come back to bite us?
Well, I think, like, even if you take it on a daily basis, of people who are trying to access a GP, and again, as I have said, if they don't have the capacity to do that, I'm sure that they themselves will refer themselves on to either NowDoc or the hospital. And perhaps, you know, we don't know to what degree that that's adding to the problems that exist there. So I think that it's something, you know, that needs to be further looked into to see what is the problems that may be causing in terms of out NowDoc and the hospital.